All right, so here we have normal. Now over here we have extracellular contraction. Person is now dehydrated. So it can result from a couple different things, but one of the big ones is water deficiency. You just didn't drink enough water. You went into the mountains, you didn't have a canteen, you know, you started sweating, and you just got dehydrated. So in this case, patient is going to have too much sodium, hypernatremia. We can also have sodium deficiency. The person doesn't have enough sodium in their body. So because they don't have enough sodium, water left the building. Because where does water go? Where sodium goes. So this, in this case, we would have hyponatremia. And then we can also have an isotonic effect where we've got dehydration, but we have normal amounts of sodium. On the expanded side, we can have water excess, and that's going to lead to hyponatremia. We can have sodium excess, which then leads to water excess. Here you're going to have hypernatremia. And then we can have a normal effect where you've got normal sodium, but just too much water. Question?
No.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about extracellular fluid deficits. Causes. Major cause is inadequate intake. This is probably the number one cause across the board. Now, in some countries where sanitation and water supply is not so wonderful, their major cause is diarrhea. Now, what kills more children every year, HIV or diarrhea?
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea is the number one killer of children in the world. Where are the people wearing brown ribbons on their lapels? Where's the Stop the Diarrhea marches? Yeah. Sometimes we Americans have our priorities all wrong. Now, which can be cured? HIV or diarrhea? Okay, we could prevent we could prevent most diarrhea deaths with just one simple little thing, oral rehydration salts. So, but we don't, because we don't care. All we care about is rich people.
Why burn?
We'll talk about burns in a second. Diuresis, too much sweating. This is going to be in places like Florida and up in the mountains like Las Vegas or Arizona. It's actually worse in the mountains. Why is it worse when you're up in the mountains? Say it again. Because you don't feel the sweating. Because it evaporates so quickly, you don't realize you're sweating. In Florida, you know. But the problem with that is it makes your sweating less efficient, which means you have to sweat even more. So that's kind of a vicious cycle, which can lead to rapid dehydration as well. Excess sweating. Sorry, did I say diuresis is too much pee, not sweating. Diaphoresis is too much sweating. Diuresis is too much peeing. The major cause of that is going to be drugs. Caffeine has a diuretic effect, but most people drink so much water with their caffeine in the form of coffee and lattes and whatever else, that it's not going to cause any kind of dehydration. So really the diuretic effect here would be from diuretic drugs. Diaphoresis is the sweating. Burns. What happens in burns is that there's a destruction of tissue. Now, what's inside of cells that's not in the extracellular fluid? Okay, electrolytely speaking. There's a bunch of stuff inside cells, right? Just not. There's potassium, there's phosphates, there's mitochondria, and there's endoplasmic reticulum, all kinds of stuff in that cell. When that cell breaks open, what happens to all of that stuff? Now it's in which type of fluid? Extracellular fluid in the interstitial space. So water is going to be pulled into the interstitial space because of that to help dilute that. At the same time, destruction of tissue always results in what reaction? Inflammation. One of which cause, you know, one of the effects of which is edema. So you've got a double whammy. You've got edema from the inflammation, and then you have edema from the cell destruction, and that causes water to move into the burn area. If you get enough of a burn, you actually will form blisters because there's so much fluid in that area that it just can't hold it all. That would be a second spacing or a third spacing on a very small scale. Vomiting up fluids. Hemorrhage, here's a nice fun one. Bleeding out will cause loss of water. What else does it cause loss of? Okay, the blood cells. So you have two different problems. You have the loss of the blood cells, which affects what ability of blood? The oxygen carrying capability. And then you also lose volume, which impairs what aspect of blood? The pressure, the ability to drive blood through the body. So hemorrhage is another one of those double whammies. You get hit with, your body can't get oxygen as well, and it can't deliver the blood it has as well. Treatment. Stop the underlying disorder. So if a person has inadequate intake, you give them more. If a person has too much diuretic, you stop or reduce the diuretic. If a person has excess sweating, get them out of the sun. Cool them down. If a person has burns, take them out of the fire. Yeah. If a person has excess diarrhea, you're going to try and stop the diarrhea. Major cause of diarrhea throughout the world is inadequate water supply. Now, can we fix water supply throughout the world? We could. Yeah. You know, you don't even need iodine tablets. All you need is a little bottle of bleach. So you take 5 gallons of bleach, you put a capful, or sorry, 5 gallons of water, put a capful of bleach in it, you have clean water for almost most things. There's a couple things that will escape that, but replace the fluids appropriately. Oh, yes, if the person is bleeding, make them stop. Please make them stop bleeding. Because what's the rule about bleeding? All bleeding eventually stops. The question is, will the blood be inside the body or outside the body? All right, replace fluids appropriately. So if a person has dehydration and they have low sodium, you're going to need to give them a fluid that has more sodium. If they've got dehydration and they've got too much sodium, you want to give them a fluid that has less sodium. If a person's normal, you want to make sure that they stay about normal. Yes, 0.9%. Yeah. And then we want to treat any complications. So if a person has had too much loss, they might have a dysrhythmia or might have some other problem. We want to fix those problems as well. All right, so here are our fluid replacement diagram. Woohoo! Yes. So we start with IV fluids here. Now, IV fluids are broken up into two major categories, crystalloids and colloids. Clears and cloudies. Clears are called crystalloids because the crystals are completely dissolved. Colloids are cloudy because they have big particles floating in them. So let's take a look at the colloids for just a second because there's not as many. The number one colloid in your blood is albumin, and we can give albumin solutions. We can use dextran, which is a big starch molecule that acts kind of like artificial albumin. We can give FFP, which is known as fresh frozen plasma. So basically we take plasma, which has what protein in it? What's the major protein in plasma? Albumin. What is the second? Ig. Immunoglobulin, and then it also has clotting factors and some other stuff in there. We can take fresh frozen plasma, which has all of that, and we can give that to our patient. And then we have packed red blood cells. So packed red blood cells aren't really a colloid per se, but because there's a lot of cells and very little fluid in them, it will act to expand the concentration of blood. The purpose behind all of these is to increase what kind of pressure? Oncotic or osmotic, plasma osmotic pressure. In the case of packed red blood cells, it also has another role, which is to increase the what of blood? The oxygen-carrying capability. All right, crystalloids. Crystalloids break down into three possibilities: hypertonic, isotonic, and hypotonic. Do you love those color selections? Those are nice. Yeah. All right, so hypotonic. We have two hypotonic solutions. D5W, which stands for dextrose, 5% in water. What is dextrose? What kind of sugar? It's glucose. Now, there's two forms of glucose, D-glucose and L-glucose. L-glucose is worthless in your body. D-glucose is the good stuff. The D stands for dextrorotatory. So dex and trose is D-glucose. But they'll never tell you that, by the way. You got to look that up on your own. That's not in any patho textbook I've ever read. For years, I was like, what the heck is this dextrose stuff? So one day, I was like, fine, I'll look it up. All right, so we have D5W, dextrose 5% in water. It's hypotonic, and the moment it comes into a person's body, the glucose pretty much gets taken up into a cell, and all you're left with is what we call free water. It's a really good way to get a lot of water into a person without affecting their electrolytes. So that when you say, well, they need more free water, D5W is one of the major ways we get free water into a person. It's enough, it's tonic enough to where it won't cause lysis of the cells, but not much else. It does have some calories along with it, so you know, need to be aware of that. Then we have half normal saline. Normal saline is 0.9% saline, so half normal is 0.45. So 0.45% saline is normal, is half normal saline. Now, the isotonics, we have three different ones. We have normal saline. Normal saline is 0.9%. Makes sense. Then, actually, it's slightly higher than true isotonic, but it's close enough for government work. You ever heard that term before? Close enough for government work? When I was young, here's how naive I was. My dad used to say, that's good enough for government work. I thought, well, that's really good. It was only later in life that I realized that good enough for government work meant barely passable, but it'll do. Yeah. Do you really want the lowest bidder to be doing things that could save your life that you could depend on? I don't know. Sometimes you want to pay for quality, but I don't know if I trust the government. $500 hammer. I don't think that was that much better than a regular hammer. Of course, according to Jeff Goldblum, that's how they funded Area 51. Independence Day. Never mind. Yeah, toilet seats and like $600 screwdrivers. All right, lactated ringers. Lactated ringers is essentially normal saline with some other stuff in there. The most important other thing in there is the lactate. Lactate will get turned into bicarbonate, which in turn will lower the acidity of blood. Saline is a sodium chloride. Sorry. Yeah, so half normal and normal saline have sodium and chloride in them. The lactated ringers is going to provide bicarbonate to a person. Now, they use it a lot of times in surgery and in labor and delivery departments. One of the things we have to be careful about is if a person is at risk for shock or lactic acidosis, you do not want to give them lactated ringer because that will make it worse. Then we have plasmolyte. Plasmolyte is essentially trying to be an exact plasma replacement. It supposedly has the exact same electrolytes, calcium, potassium, magnesium, as your plasma does. So it's kind of like the best plasma replacement. It is also the most expensive. It's been around for a while, so hopefully it'll get cheaper soon, but it's not used that much. Now, on the hypertonic side, we have three possible hypertonics. The first one is 3% saline, 3% sodium chloride. The only time we'll use this is in extreme hyponatremia. And you only give a little bit of it because too much 3% sodium will kill a person. They'll give them comas, they'll get seizures, they'll go into a coma, and they'll die. So you have to be very, 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 very careful with 3% saline. So typically they'll give just a little bit to kind of get the person up to like normal low levels, and then we'll switch them over to normal saline. If you combine D5W and half normal saline, you get what we call D5W in half normal saline. And that the combination of those two hypotonics now becomes hypertonic. And then we have what we call D10W, which is dextrose 10% in water. It is the maximum concentration of sugar we can give a person before we start killing cells in a peripheral vein. Now, what happens if a person needs more than D10W? I mean, what if someone can't eat and we've got to feed them and that's just not enough? What do we do? If we give them more than this, it'll kill their vein, right? What kind of vein did I say a second ago? A peripheral vein. So if we need to give them a higher concentration, what do we give them? We give it into a central vein. Yes. Can lead to acidosis. Yeah. If your body can't convert the lactate into bicarb.
Okay.
So it's in people who are at risk for shock is the major people who we would have to be careful about there. All right, volume deficit. So we talked about, we're still on the volume deficit. Okay, isotonic. If a person has isotonic loss, they have normal electrolyte levels, they just don't have enough water, you're going to give that person electrolyte drinks, such as Gatorade, Powerade.
Wait, I'm sorry, did you say it has electrolyte?
Yes.
So why would
Because if you just give them water, you could actually dilute them. But you're not trying to increase the electrolytes, you're just trying to keep them where they are. Then we can also give them isotonic saline or lactated ringers or plasmolite, but by far the most common one is going to be normal saline. Normal saline is our go-to fluid. When in doubt, normal saline. Now, if it's a hypertonic deficit, they've got too much sodium, we're going to give them pure water. Or we're going to give them a hypotonic saline or D5W. Now, if they've got a hypotonic deficit, they don't have enough sodium, we're going to give them either normal saline again or a little bit of 3% saline, and then we're going to switch them back to isotonic. Again, this is use very little of this stuff. You'll hardly ever see this stuff be used because it's so dangerous. When I say it's so dangerous, I mean like it is dangerous. Just a little bit of this. Bad stuff. All right, extracellular fluid. The three causes. Heart, liver, kidney failure. All right, the treatment. Remove the fluid. How is the question. In heart failure, how are we going to move that fluid? We'll give drugs that cause them to pee, and those are called diuretics. Now, we really haven't gotten there, but the number one diuretic is Lasix for heart failure. It's not the number one necessarily for everything, but for heart failure, it's the number one. For kidney failure, how do we remove that blood or that water? Kidney failure. Do we have a device that acts as an artificial kidney?
Oh, yeah,
What's it called? Say again? Dialysis. So I thought you said something else. Dialysis. So we're going to hook them up to an artificial kidney. Now, there's really two different kinds of dialysis. There's what we call renal dialysis, and there's something we call hemodialysis, and there's something called peritoneal dialysis. Hemodialysis actually takes blood out of the water, out of the body, cleans it up, puts it back in the body. Doesn't take that long, and it used to be you had to take the patient to a dialysis center. Now in the hospital, they can actually bring the dialysis machine to the patient's room. So it's a little bit different experience than it used to be. Peritoneal dialysis takes basically like all day. And what it does is it puts fluids into the peritoneal space. The dialysis occurs inside the person's body. And then they pull the fluid back out. Liver disease. Where did we say all that water accumulated? In the peritoneal space. So what you do is you stick a needle into the peritoneal space and you drain off the fluid. Call it paracentesis. Now, I've seen them take 22 liters off of a person's stomach. How much weight is that? It's like 40 pounds. That's half of some of you girls in this room. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, people can have enormous bellies. What, the 40 pounds? It's bad disease. Now, the problem when you do that, when you take that much fluid off a person, is you can actually drop their blood pressure because all of that water is compressing the arteries in their blood. And so you take all that fluid off, they become decompressed, and the person can become hypotensive quite easily. So you got to be careful you don't take too much water off at once. They could have taken more water off that guy. That's just where they decided to stop.